Hors les murs, sur Radio Camille. Hello and welcome to Radio Camille for the first emission of Hors les murs about the traveling experience of the students of the high school with the Erasmus Plus program. I am Paloma from Terminal 2 and I went to Vilnius, Lithuania during the October holidays. Vilnius is the capital of Lithuania, a country of nearly 3 million inhabitants in the Eastern Europe, next to Poland and Latvia. When you travel with the Erasmus Plus program, something that can be very scary is the fact that you will travel alone in a foreign country without knowing the family you will stay at, but usually they are the nicest people. I went to Vilnius twice already in the same household thanks to a first trip last year, and I wanted to give a huge thanks to the family that hosted me because they were amazing and it was very nice of them to let me participate in this experience a second time. Taking this step can be quite worrisome, but you will most likely make lifelong friends, and this is one of the reasons why it's an amazing experience and something you should do. If the first trip was mostly about discovering the country, which I will talk about a bit later, with these 10 days I went to school, no holidays for me. I went to Vilnius Licejus, a high school with a very high level among the students. Lithuanian and French high schools have many differences, but I think there was even more with this school that expects highly of their students. First of all, the schedule. The Lithuanian school is organized with 9 periods of 45 minutes of class plus 10 minutes of break. There is one of these periods that is dedicated to lunch break between 11:20 and 12:10, which is way shorter than our lunch break. Usually, classes take 2 periods and the pupil decide if they want to have the 10 minutes break in between or after this 1.5 hours of class. And their full day ends up at least at 3:30 p.m. Their school canteen is also very different from ours. It looks like what we can see in American movies, honestly, and students choose what they want to eat and they will pay directly with the cooks. The prices go between 3 to 5 euros, it depends really much on what they decide to take. Because in Lithuania they won't have a full meal like we do in France with entry and then the first place and then the dessert. They will choose between soups or full meals with meat, vegetables and rice or pasta, and desserts like pancakes or crepe, and they will eat only one of these. Meaning that if you want to have a cherry pancake for lunch, nobody will stop you. The kitchen is also open all day long, so you can eat whenever you have a break, and offer some light snacks and warm drinks, such as their marvelous poppy seeds rolls. I love them so much, I brought 5 to France. Another surprising thing in Lithuania is that there is no such thing as la vie scolaire or CPE. Students take care of themselves alone and communicate directly with the teachers for anything. They also have their equivalent of ProNot and multiple group chats. For the classes, I followed the International Baccalaureate program, the IB. I chose classes that I liked between IB1, the third year of high school with students between 17 and 18 years old, and IB2, the fourth year with students from 18 to 19 years old. Because in Lithuania, you don't have 3 years of high school like we do, but you have 4, so they end up a year after us. I followed many classes, such as English, where I observed that their level is way beyond ours and that they have classes dedicated to speaking. I followed some math class, which made me realize that French people were really bad at it. ESS, something we don't have in France, which is environmental studies about ecology and what happens on planet Earth. Or TOK, Theory of Knowledge, a class about learning ethnic, moral, and religious differences and discussing about it. I also went to some French classes and it was very interesting to see how foreigners try to learn our language. And even for debuting students, I feel like they learn way faster than us with foreign languages. Culturally, Lithuanian people are very interested by France because of Napoleon mostly, who extended his empire till there and had some influence in their development. Usually, Lithuanian people learn French, German, or Russian, even though it's less popular right now because of the war. And it's also a very compromised country. Everywhere in Vilnius, you can see signs and words for world peace or giving strength to victims of conflicts, like Ukrainians or Tibet people or even the Jews, because Vilnius was an important ghetto during World War II. Young people are also very active in politics. For example, there are a lot of protests made for the pro-Russian party that wants to take control over the cultural and journalistic ministry. So the youth goes in the streets and sing, because that's what they did years ago to defend their country from oppressors. This part of their history, the fact that they were still occupied by USSR 30 years ago, can be seen everywhere. In the parents' story, in the people values, or even surprisingly in children's song. It was an amazing experience to be fully immersed in this part of history that we barely learn about in school. Finally, Vilnius is a city that I absolutely love. It feels quite small and cozy even though it's a capital, but it's not overwhelming like Paris. It has so many different architectural styles, from basic cubic Soviet buildings to stunning classical buildings that makes you think that you're in Greece. You should definitely look at their cathedral on the internet. It has all the goods of a capital with many activities like museums, universities, coffees or art shops, while being small enough to be fully accessible by foot. I really had a great time with Elze, my correspondent, who became the best guide, by discovering the city and its historical neighborhoods. For example, Užupis, the art place with the literature street and many works of art around the streets. I also had a lot of fun discovering the culinary specialties of this country, such as tinginis, a chocolate pastry with some biscuits inside, a fried bread with some sauce made of mayonnaise, cheese and garlic, Shakatis, another biscuit, and their iconic beetroot soup that we can call the pink soup. It is probably their national dish, and they even have a festival dedicated to it where everybody dresses in hot pink. In the end, if I could summarize this podcast, go for it. Traveling in another country is amazing and it's totally worth it. I've made really good friends and discovered a new culture, country, and language. Like we say in Lithuania, ačiū. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed my little rant about this amazing time I had in Vilnius. Hors les murs, sur Radio Camille.